from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
In this episode, we are doing something quite different. Nigel is going to share his story, but his story is one of incarceration. So he's got himself into an interesting situation, and we thought that we should do a couple of episodes of the podcast just looking at your plight, really, about your context, what's happening for you. So we'll check in today and you can tell us all about where you're at and what's going on, and then hopefully if we can, we can check in again next week and see how it's going. So Nigel, I'll let you explain your incarceration.
Well, Martin, I had the audacity to fly from London to Melbourne. So I've been trying to, wife and I have been trying to get to Melbourne for a year and a half, and we've had 7 cancelled flights. So flight 8 actually arrived. So we're very pleased about that. But any incomer from outside Australia, and sometimes from within Australia, is forced to quarantine for 2 weeks before you're let out into the world, which you could think is, you know, it's not an unreasonable thing. The problem is that the whole process that they've set up is really militaristic and unfriendly and unpleasant. You know, you're made to feel as if, A, that you don't count, and you're also made to feel that any step to the left or the right that isn't authorized, you could be in very serious trouble. So I'm technically legally in detention, which is like I've been arrested. So I have no rights. You know, I can be fined if I do make the smallest infringement on the conditions, which are basically to stay in a hotel room for 14 days without any chance of leaving, with food left outside the door in plastic bags, and rubbish left outside the door once a day between certain periods in plastic bags. So it's a, you know, it's a plastic explosion. You wouldn't believe how much plastic waste has been generated. But just the reflection, I suppose there are two or three reflections. The first is that it is way more difficult than I thought it would be just to be caught up in these conditions. You know, if it had been kind of friendly, there was the possibility of, you know, even having a 5-minute walk in the air, getting some worthwhile exercise apart from jumping around on a hotel room carpet. I think it would be a lot easier, but it's made more difficult by the ridiculous number of rules, pieces of paper. Coming through the airport, I think I had to show my passport, which was photographed 6 times. I got asked whether I had symptoms of COVID 6 times. You're continuously asked, do you feel well? As if 90% of the people coming in are some kind of massive risk. And the fact that I'm double vaccinated, both my wife and I are double vaccinated, that counts for nothing. They don't care, couldn't care less. And that doesn't make any difference in the way you're treated. And what worries me slightly is that we could be next door to people not vaccinated. So that, you know, the probably the most likely chance I'm ever going to get COVID is not walking the streets of London, but stuck in a hotel room in Melbourne, surrounded by people who are not vaccinated. And the vast population in Australia is not vaccinated. So I thought it would be a time to kind of, you know, settle down, right. And I will get down to that. And I want to talk about how I manage that. But so far, so it is now Thursday evening, and we arrived on Tuesday evening. So it's only 2 days. But I've been virtually unable to do anything. I just feel so awful all the time, just slightly sick and just feeling sleepy and wakey at all the wrong times, because I just haven't been able to do the normal resetting my biorhythms. I used to go for a walk, go for a run, go to the gym, get out in the sunshine, set myself times to go to bed. And I adjusted really quickly to the time zone shift, the 9-hour time zone shift. Usually by one night, not too good. Next day, absolutely fine. whereas this is feeling worse than I've ever felt 2 days in, and just this inability to concentrate and focus. And it's all part of the circumstances. And I stand at the hotel room window looking out onto a wall, trying to kind of twist round and see if I can see whether there's sun or rain, what the weather's like out there, and failing abysmally to be able to tell light, night from day, sun from rain, darkness from light. It's really strange. So you live in a kind of timeless bubble, and we need context. You know, I think human beings need some anchors to identify their world, and that might be things like sunrise and sunset, or morning, afternoon and evening, rather than an endless middle of the afternoon, which is what it feels like. It's the same in the middle of the night as it is in the middle of the day. So yes, I'm finding it more difficult to adjust to it than I thought I ever would. And another 12 days seems incontemplatable, but I think I will adjust and get used to it. So I'll come back in a week's time and see how I'm getting on. I may be doing fine in another week, but I can't wait to get out of the place, obviously. But it's going to leave a scar. You know, it's going to leave a scar. As an Australian citizen, to be treated like we've been treated, you know, to be shouted at by non-entities in COVID in full PPE gear, you know, for doing nothing and for being made to feel like you are not only grossly unwelcome, really unwelcome, we don't want you, but also made to feel like you are some kind of pariah, some disease-ridden pariah. When, you know, we had a COVID test yesterday, and we have another three while we're in lockdown. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how we go. But, you know, I'm perfectly healthy, normal human being who was walking the streets of London with impunity 3 days ago, to be treated as if we don't want you, go away. And if you insist on staying, we'll make it as difficult as possible. So you tell everyone else to stay away. Seems like that. I may be wrong, but it seems like that. Just overdone, heavy-handed, and not very encouraging to see how the state manages a crisis, essentially. That's it.
Oh, Nigel. Well, just hope upon hope that, you know, you can get through the days, and you know that some kind of rhythm comes to the day, and that you both are able to get through it. I think our listeners will appreciate the fact that you have been kind of honest and prepared to share what is really, really difficult circumstances. So I think we'll all wish you very, very well for the coming days. Hopefully you can get some focus and get through the days and the nights. So, and we'll check back in next week.
Yep, we'll check back in. I think so. I'm a little more optimistic than I was this morning, and a little more optimistic than I was yesterday. We'll see how we go. Thanks, Martin. Okay. Good to talk to you. From scratch.